From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush under attack about those attack ads. First, the lead. Major developments in Iraq. In the southern city of Najaf, the site of a standoff for weeks now between U.S. and Iraqi forces and the militia followers of the rebel Shiite Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The militias call themselves the Mahdi Army. Here's what's happened. The most important Shiite leader, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, returned to Iraq yesterday from medical treatment in London and immediately called for a peace march to the holy shrine in Najaf, where the militias of Muqtada al-Sadr are. News reports say tens of thousands of Iraqis from all over the country responded. NPR's Ivan Watson in Najaf reported on Morning Edition today, seeing the pilgrims in the streets near the shrine. The Iraqi government called for a ceasefire. U.S. commanders said they have stopped fighting. But there are also reports that Iraqi police or National Guard units have fired into the peace marchers, killing as many as 10 by some accounts. Reuters reporter Michael Georgi joins us from Najaf. Michael, tell us what is going on with this march.
There was a march today. There were thousands of Iraqis, mostly supporters of Ayatollah Sistani, who had waited all day. They'd come from different parts of Iraq to get a glimpse of the Shiite leader, and perhaps to follow him or go to the Imam Ali shrine. However, several of them said that the police stopped them, and then some say the police opened fire on them and shot above their heads. Others say the gunmen moved into the crowd, fired on the police, and then the police went crazy and fired in every direction. Many wounded were taken to the hospital. The latest count is at least 15 dead and 65 wounded. So it's very tragic for these people. They had high hopes of Sistani to come back here and restore order, use his influence, and return Najaf to a sacred city. But that's not what happened.
One question here. What happened to the Grand Ayatollah himself? He was a part of this march. Any word on his whereabouts and whether he may have sustained an injury?
I don't believe he was at all part of this march. He was taken to a house here in a quiet suburb. I don't think he was out in the streets. He's not feeling well. He's come back from medical treatment, so I doubt that he was at the demonstration. It's just too dangerous.
Well, how are people reacting, and what happened to this ceasefire that the government said it had arranged?
They would tell you that it's not really part of the ceasefire because this had to do with the protests. And in fact, Ayatollah Sistani, one of his spokesmen, said Sistani was calling on his supporters not to start marching in Najaf until contacts were made with his political foe, Muqtada al-Sadr. But people were so excited, they wanted to see him and welcome him back. They went to the streets, and one thing led to another.
What is the government saying about this?
I don't know exactly what the government's been saying, but I can tell you that based on reactions from relatives of people wounded at the hospital, the last thing they want to hear is what the government has to say. They really don't have much faith in them or their ability to impose security. If you just heard that now, there were a few gunshots. I think part of the problem is that the conditions that Sistani is setting down, one of them is for the police to take over control of Najaf. And what we've seen in the last few days, they've hardly ventured from their barracks. They're very nervous. A lot of them have been killed by the Mahdi army. And they showed up at a hotel housing journalists and started shooting and arrested quite a few journalists. It's not the first time such a thing has happened, so they're extremely nervous. So I think, I know many people on the street think Sistani will have to perform a miracle to save this city.
Michael Georgi, Reuters reporter in Najaf. Michael, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.